Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahaparv of Chhat is a reflection of deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, he describes the devotion of women in observing the Chhat fast as inspiring. Mr. Modi says Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride and there is enthusiasm among people regarding GST Bachat Utsav. Prime Minister to virtually attend 22nd ASEAN-India Summit today, also to review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and initiatives for strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan leaves for Seychelles to attend the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Dr. Patrick Hermini. And Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry step up precautionary measures in view of Cyclone Monta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Mahaparv of Chhat is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister extended his wishes to everyone on the occasion of Chhat and in particular to the people of Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal.
Chhat ka Mahaparv, Sanskriti, Prakruti aur Samaj ke beech ki gehri ekta ka pratibimb hai. छठ के घाटों पर समाज का हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है। मैं छठी मैया को नमन करता हूँ, सभी देशवासियों को, विशेषकर बिहार, झारखंड और पूर्वांचल के लोगों को छठ महापर्व की शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ।
Mr. Modi highlighted that the entire country is immersed in the festive spirit and a confluence of devotion, affection and tradition is being witnessed. He called the dedication and devotion with which women observe fasting during Chhat inspiring. The Prime Minister recalled that he had written a letter to all citizens recently. In his letter, he had mentioned the country's achievements that have made this year's festivals more vibrant. The Prime Minister mentioned that several citizens wrote to him in response to this letter. Mr. Modi noted that Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride. He said this time, lamps of joy were lit, even in those areas which were once affected by Maoist terror.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने हर भारतीय को गर्व से भर दिया है। इस बार उन इलाकों में भी खुशियां के दीप जलाए गए जहां कभी माओवादी आतंक का अंधेरा छाया रहता था। लोग उस माओवादी आतंक का जड़ से खात्मा चाहते हैं, जिसने उनके बच्चों का भविष्य संकट में डाल दिया था।
The Prime Minister said he was pleased to note that there is enthusiasm among people regarding the GST Bachat Utsav.
GST Bachat Utsav ko lekar bhi logon mein bahut utsah hai. Is baar tyoharon mein ek aur sukhad baat dekhne ko mili. Bazaron mein swadeshi samanon ki kharidari zabardast tarike se badhi hai. Maine apne patra mein khane ke tel mein 10% ki kami karne ka bhi aagrah kiya tha. इस पर भी लोगों ने बहुत सकारात्मक रुख दिखाया है।
The Prime Minister highlighted some inspiring stories from different cities of the country regarding cleanliness efforts. He said apart from Dholera, mangrove plantation is also going on in full swing in Gujarat's Kutch. A mangrove learning center has also been set up at Kori Creek. The Prime Minister urged people to plant trees wherever they live and further promote the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. Mr. Modi emphasized that the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel to be observed on the 31st of October is a very special occasion for the entire country. He said Sardar Patel has been one of the greatest luminaries of the nation in modern times and his towering personality encompassed many qualities.
Sardar Saab ki jayanti desh bhar mein hone wali Run for Unity mein aap bhi zarur shamil ho aur akele nahi सबको साथ लेकर के शामिल हो। एक प्रकार से युवा चेतना का ये अवसर बनना चाहिए। एकता की दौड़ एकता को मजबूती देगी। ये उस महान विभूति के प्रति हमारी सच्ची श्रद्धांजलि है जिन्होंने भारत को एकता के सूत्र में पिरोया था।
Mr. Modi also touched upon the subject of India's national song Vande Mataram. He said that patriotism is an emotion beyond words, and Vande Mataram is the song that lends tangible voice form to that abstract feeling.
7 November ko hum Vande Mataram ke 150वें वर्ष के उत्सव में प्रवेश करने वाले हैं। 150 वर्ष पूर्व वंदे मातरम की रचना हुई थी और 1896 में गुरुदेव रविन्द्रनाथ टैगोर ने पहली बार इसे गाया था। वंदे मातरम के गान में करोड़ों देशवासियों ने हमेशा राष्ट्र प्रेम के अपार उफान को महसूस किया है। वंदे मातरम हमारे इन प्रयासों में हमेशा हमारी प्रेरणा बनेगा।
Mr. Modi said Kumaram Bhim's birth anniversary was celebrated on the 22nd of October. He urged the youth to learn as much as possible about the revolutionary freedom fighter. People of Telangana expressed immense happiness over Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalling the contributions made by their tribal warrior Kumaram Bhim in his Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani today. Speaking to Akashwani News, Kumaram Bhim's great-grandson Kumaram Soni Rao thanked the Prime Minister for mentioning the contributions made by his great-grandfather.
The Prime Minister's mention about Kumara Bhim is a matter of pride for the entire community. The Prime Minister paying tributes to our god is nothing but giving a special recognition to the entire tribal society. The government is implementing several programs for the benefit of the tribals, and more programs like Adi Karma Yogi should be implemented for the benefit of tribal society.
Today is the second day of Chhath Puja, known as Karna. On this day, devotees observe a fast from sunrise to sunset, abstaining from both food and water. The fast is broken only after making offerings to the sun god at sunset. The four-day-long Chhath Puja began with Nahai Khai yesterday, dedicated to the worship of the sun god and his sister Chhati Maiya. The festival emphasizes purity, gratitude, and the well-being of one's family. सूरज मल हो एतने बातो हसे अरजिया हो दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स राउंड द क्लॉक फॉलो अस ऑन आवर एक्स हैंडल एट AIR न्यूज अलर्ट्स एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ स्टोरीज एंड मोर log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually attend the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit today. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi and the ASEAN leaders will jointly review the progress in ASEAN-India relations and discuss initiatives for strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership. It said, strengthening the relationship with ASEAN is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Global leaders are attending the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, which got underway at Kuala Lumpur today. The packed agenda at the two-day meet will be dominated by trade, security and regional stability. Asia's youngest nation, East Timor, today became the 11th member of the ASEAN. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has left for Seychelles on a two-day visit. He will attend the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini. Mr. Radhakrishnan will convey India's felicitations to Dr. Hermini and reaffirm close, long-standing and time-tested ties between the two countries. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that Seychelles is an important partner under India's Vision Mahasagar. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next-gen GST reforms are boosting the economy of Uttar Pradesh.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Uttar Pradesh farmers, artisans, small businesses and local industries. The handicraft and toy manufacturing clusters of the state now see benefits as GST on toys and small craft items have been reduced from 12% to 5%, making these goods more affordable and competitive. Similarly, the leather industries of Kanpur and Agra also witnessed big gains as leather goods priced up to 2,500 rupees now attract just 5% GST. Furthermore, the reduction of GST on brassware from 12% to 5% has supported MSME profitability and stabilized artisan jobs. Also, Firozabad, the district which sustains over 1 lakh workers and artisans, also sees benefits as the GST on glassware and bangles has been placed at 5%. The next generation GST reforms have enhanced affordability, job creation and revitalized economy of Uttar Pradesh. With Rohan and Samarth, Akshit Vaidyan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the Bihar Assembly elections, a wave of promises are being made by the opposition and the ruling alliance to woo the voters. The Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said in Patna today that if his government comes to power, Panchayati Raj representatives will be provided insurance coverage of 50 lakh rupees. He also announced that the honorarium of Mukhya, Sarpanch and other Panchayat representatives would be doubled. Meanwhile, BJP senior leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said only the NDA's double-engine government can lead Bihar on the path of development. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar have envisioned building a new Bihar. Mr. Shah stated that the NDA government aims to make Bihar a major hub for artificial intelligence and digital data. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the depression over the southeast bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by tomorrow. The cyclone is likely to move northwestwards and intensify into a severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday. Meanwhile, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry have stepped up precautionary measures in view of Cyclone Monta. Andhra Pradesh is on high alert as Cyclone Monta over the southeast bay of Bengal is likely to bring heavy to very heavy rains with strong winds from Monday to Wednesday. The state government has stepped up preparedness to prevent loss of life and property. State Home and Disaster Management Minister Vangalapudi Anita reviewed the preparedness with officials in Tadepalli today. In view of the severe weather forecast, several district administrations have declared holidays for schools for the next 3 days. In Yanam region of Puducherry, the cyclone is expected to make landfall near Kakinada by the evening or night of the 28th of October. Wind speeds of 90 to 100 kilometers per hour are expected and heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely in the region from today till the 29th. More from our correspondent.
All departments have been directed to open control rooms and deploy staff for emergency response. A team of National Disaster Response Force will reach Yanam today to assist in relief and rescue operations. Government schools will function as cyclone relief centers and all schools and colleges in Yanam will remain closed from the 27th to the 29th of October. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea and boating activities have been suspended until further orders. Residents in low-lying areas are advised to move to nearby relief shelters. This is Bibin Asnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
Education Secretary Sanjay Kumar, along with Secretary Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities Rajesh Agarwal, flagged off the Walk Dyslexia from Vijay Chowk to India Gate in New Delhi today. The event, organized as part of the National Dyslexia Awareness Month campaign, is aimed at promoting understanding of dyslexia, encouraging early identification, and highlighting the importance of inclusive education. Addressing the media, Mr. Sanjay Kumar underlined that awareness and timely recognition of learning difficulties are essential for effective support and treatment. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahaparv of Chhat is a reflection of deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, he describes the devotion of women in observing the Chhat fast as inspiring. Mr. Modi says Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride and there is enthusiasm among people regarding GST Bachat Utsav. Prime Minister to virtually attend 22nd ASEAN India Summit today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan leaves for Seychelles to attend the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Dr. Patrick Amini and Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry step up precautionary measures in view of Cyclone Monta. And with that, we end the Midday News.